Now, your sports update with sports director Gary Lee.
Time for a check of sports on this Tuesday, May 10th. I'm Gary Lee. The boys and girls of the Zizzer track and field teams have been crowned Ozark Conference champions this past weekend. Ozark Radio Sports talked with Greg Dixon about taking the championship and bringing it to West Plains. We asked Greg about the girls' team.
The girls, you know, felt like we had a little bit better shot. We had a tough, close run with Rolla last year, and Rolla was returning a lot of girls from last year's team as well. And then Kickapoo had some newcomers and some girls in jumps and things that are very quality, and so we never counted Kickapoo out of that, but felt like on the girls' side we had a lot better chance at conference, you know.
Coach Greg Dixon also talks about the boys' team winning the Ozark Conference championship.
The boys, we knew we had some good relays, some good performers, and Heston Miller and Aiden Brigman and Josh Leeser and some of those guys that we knew could win some events. But, you know, if you kind of looked it up on paper, we were still, you know, a 2-3 team based on previous performances coming in. So, you know, just talk to the kids for about a week and a half, you know, about, you know, we haven't won one in the boys' side since 2017. And so, you know, I was very pleased with the boys being able to do as well as they did Friday and, you know, capture that title. And of course, obviously very pleased with the girls. It's difficult to repeat, but they did it in an outstanding way. I mean, last year's conference meet between us and Rolla was down to maybe 6-7 points, and we blew Rolla out this year.
Up next is the District 5 Class 4 meet to be held at Washington, Missouri, and it gets underway this Saturday. Good luck to the West Plains Zizzers. The St. Louis Cardinals were off yesterday, but host the Baltimore Orioles tonight. With more, here is your Redbird update.
The Cardinals are back in action tonight as they open up a 3-game series against the Orioles at Busch Stadium. Before we get to that, though, let's talk a bit about the road trip that was just completed. They played 6 games on the road last week, 2 in Kansas City, 4 in San Francisco, went 3-3 on the trip, splitting the 2 games in Kansas City right down the middle, and of course splitting the 4 games in San Francisco right down the middle as well. Now, turning our attention to this week, the Orioles are in town first. Baltimore off to a bit of a slow start. They are 11-17 on the season. Of course, the Cardinals coming in at 16-12, and that puts them on a 92-93 win pace at this point. And of course, they've got the San Francisco Giants coming to town later on in the week. They just split with them in San Fran. That'll be a Friday, Saturday, Sunday series. Friday will be a night game. Saturday will be in the afternoon. And then this coming Sunday, they will be on the ESPN Sunday Night Baseball Game of the Week. So that'll be just after 6 o'clock Central Time. As for tonight, though, 5:50 for the pregame show, 6:45 for the first pitch. For the Cardinals Radio Network, I'm Kevin Wheeler.
Once again, your pregame's at 5:50, and the first pitch will be thrown at 6:35, and you can catch it all on KUKU and KWPM. MSU West Plains Grizzly head basketball coach Jared Fay announced the signing of a guard and the return of 3 players for the upcoming season. Nate Houston, Toledo, Ohio, has signed a national letter of intent to join the team, and the Grizzlies' Sterling White, Dallas Clayton, and Merrick Small have informed Fay they will continue to play for the Missouri State West Plains Grizzlies. Jordan Bennington made 28 saves in his 2022 Stanley Cup playoff debut, and the St. Louis Blues defeated Minnesota 5-2 in Game 4 of the Western Conference first round at the Enterprise Center on Sunday. The series is tied at 2 games apiece. Game 5 is in Minnesota tonight with a pregame of 8 o'clock and a puck drop of 8:30. Catch it all on Q94. Finally, Saturday, May 28th, Summersville Athletics will host a golf tournament with 2 tee times, 7:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. It's a 3-person 18-hole scramble, $150 per team. The tournament will be held at the Mountain View Municipal Golf Course. A sign-up sheet is inside the pro shop. That's a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee.